please listen carefully.
Hello, and welcome to the Optimist Daily's weekly roundup. I'm Ariel.
And I'm Carissa, and we're working hard to put solutions in view and optimism in movement.
All right, hello.
Howdy, everybody. We are back for another roundup of solutions from the Optimist Daily. How are you doing, Ariel?
Pretty well. This week celebrated my mom's birthday.
Oh, that's super fun.
But she's obviously in Canada and I'm here in Amsterdam. So we just had a nice little phone call. But I am really looking forward to my parents coming to visit in May.
Oh,
so that's next month. Mm-hmm. That's making me feel very optimistic.
Yeah, that's super exciting.
How about you? How was your week?
It was good. It was just another good spring week, a mix of temperatures, so nothing too exciting besides that, except I guess kind of speaking of like visits and stuff, looking forward to some vacations planned pretty soon, because we will be taking a little break from the podcast, but we'll have more details on that later.
Yeah, we will be away at the end of May, beginning of June, but don't worry, we will be back after that.
I'm super excited for the little break, a kind of Optimist Daily summer vacation. There's a lot to do to prepare for those couple of weeks while we'll be out, but I'm excited to see the shores of Hawaii and see some graduations coming up.
Yeah, those are huge milestones.
Yeah.
I'm going to Africa. I'm going to Ghana. So it should be pretty exciting. I don't know if it's going to be the most relaxing trip, at least for the first half.
Mm-hmm.
But the second half, I will be by a beach. So I can't wait to, you know, just lay in the sun, possibly on a hammock, curl up with a good book or something. That's definitely always on my to-do list for vacation activities.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm looking forward to, too, because I've been slacking on my books. And I feel like during the summer, I'm a lot better at reading.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ariel, my question for you is, when you read books, do you prefer, you know, actual physical copy or do you read on a digital device?
Whenever I can, I opt for the actual book.
Mm-hmm.
I do like the smell of books. And I know that some listeners are going to be like, you know, that's mold. But I do like the feel of having an actual book. And I'm a bit old school. If it's my own copy, I will like pencil in thoughts or observations and things. Maybe back from like when I was studying English literature, I picked up that habit.
Mm-hmm.
So I just like having that option. I know that there are also apps that allow you to do that on a digital version. But, you know, I totally get it for convenience purposes. If you're traveling and you want to travel light, then it's great to have a Kindle or a Kobo or whatever you use. But yeah, nothing beats an actual book for me.
Yeah.
How about you?
Well, that's how I feel too, being able to hold it in your hand. And I kind of like to see the progress I've made too. And like, I know you can technically see it on a digital device. It'll say like 97% finished or whatever, but it's not the same as like actually seeing it, like and looking and like, oh, I read like this much.
Yeah.
It kind of brings us to this week's solutions, which are all about books and libraries.
Quite the lineup for book lovers.
Mm-hmm.
From Dolly Parton's literary love affair to an ice cream cart turned library on the streets of Karachi, which is in Pakistan. So yeah, did you want to jump in, Carissa?
Yeah, I guess I'll jump into our first story of the day, which we're talking about the queen of country music herself, Dolly Parton, because I love Dolly Parton. I don't know anyone who doesn't. She's awesome.
Yeah, she's actually one of the cultural figures that most Americans can actually agree on. We have a lot of, well, I mean, I'm not even from the States, but North America in general has a lot of divisive points, but Dolly Parton is where we all come together and we're like, yes, we love her.
Exactly. Yeah, she does a lot of things for the communities and good social causes. So she's not just a sensational singer and hero herself, she's also a literacy superhero.
Dolly's she's got her fingers in many pies. She's so incredibly accomplished. But instead of her significant contribution to music and culture in the U.S., the article that we're talking about today, titled more young Virginians will receive free books thanks to Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, focuses on her love of literature and sharing stories.
Miss Parton was inspired by one of her childhood favorites, The Little Engine That Could, and set out on a mission to ignite young minds with the magic of books.
And she really has succeeded thanks to her program, which is available in select regions of the US, the UK, Ireland, Canada, and Australia. Every month, kids under 5 get a free book delivered right to their door.
And now, the state of Virginia is jumping on board the Imagination Express, thanks to Delegate Carrie Coyner. She's like a fairy godmother of literacy, waving her legislative wand to spread the joy of reading statewide, one might say. Not just all Dolly here, but...
With Coyner's bill passing, nonprofits and community groups across Virginia are gearing up to bring the love of reading to kids. It's like a literary revolution, one free book at a time.
Virginia is gearing up to really heighten this program, and it's super exciting to see, you know, just someone's idea be very widespread like this.
Yeah, no, it's great. And you have to get kids reading early, especially now. There are so many other distractions, perhaps things that seem somewhat more appealing to a young child, like getting them on an iPad or a device or just watching TV. But I think instilling a love of learning and reading is still extremely important, if not even more important. So yeah, good on Dolly.
Since these are like physical books being shipped out, that's really good too, because we've written on the Optimist Daily before about, you know, there's a lot of power behind actual books, physical books. And I mean, we're a little biased maybe because we do prefer them, but there is scientific merit to having an actual physical book. And I can see that, especially when you're, you know, a young child learning, if you're like on an iPad, or there's so many other distractions that can come up. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's why I kind of like a physical book too, is because I know I'm prone to distraction. So
yeah, there's no option to like open up another tab and start scrolling through social media or anything like that.
Yeah.
I always loved reading though, so maybe I am even more biased, but I always found like a bit of an escape into the literary world. And I had more books than friends back in the day. but I think it was really beneficial to my learning experience. And I think it's made me a more critical thinker. I hope it has.
Yeah.
Which is also really important. We have to be critical thinkers.
Totally.
Especially kids being exposed to so much on the internet and having to sift through fake news or misinformation or disinformation. I know we've written a lot on the Optimist Daily about how we can become more media literate as well. So yeah, I mean, it all starts with just reading, just starting with that.
Absolutely. I guess it's kind of a literary revolution. And speaking of revolutions, we'll jet set over to Karachi, where Mohammed Noman is peddling his way into hearts and minds. So Karachi is a bustling city in Pakistan whose slum population struggles with children's illiteracy. According to the World Bank, 77% of 10-year-olds in Pakistan are unable to comprehend simple text. Of course, financial constraints make the situation worse, since books and uniforms remain excessively expensive for many households.
To help boost literacy levels in these underserved areas, Noman's serving up stories. So basically, he's armed with an ice cream cart turned library, and he's on a mission to instill a love of reading, much like Dolly Parton, in all the children he meets. And this explains the title of our next article, which is The Story Peddler, How an Ice Cream Cart Library is Changing Lives in Karachi.
This one is super fun with the ice cream cart. Mm-hmm. But luckily, Noman is not alone in this enormous mission. GoRead.pk's Kahani Sawari, which means Stories on Wheels program, has a group of dedicated volunteers like Noman swooping in to save the day with stories and smiles.
Yes, exactly. Another kind of real-life fairy tale. Mm-hmm. Kids flock to Noman's cart, like bees to honey, or like kids to ice cream, I guess, eager for their next story fix. Unfortunately, there's no ice cream involved, so it might be a little bit of a bait and switch. but... you know, the stories will keep satisfying the kids longer than the ice cream, I think.
Exactly.
But as part of the Kahani Sawari program, Noman and others will also leave the books behind for the children to read on their own.
And let's not forget the impact. In a country where many struggle to afford school supplies, programs like Kahani Sawari offer much-needed support to those in need. Iram Kazi, who is Go Read's program director, emphasizes the initiative's transformative impact, citing how children have developed a newfound passion for reading since its launch in 2021. So that is super cool. Mm-hmm. Kazi believes that via careful storytelling, they may divert children away from negative influences and instead instill in them a love of study.
Absolutely. Noman's storytelling isn't just for entertainment, it's also empowering. And he's lighting a fire in those young minds, showing them that with a good story, anything is possible.
Yeah, definitely. And through this power of storytelling, Noman and his trusty cart are paving the way for a brighter, more literate future. Mm. So I think that is super awesome. And, you know, it's not just Dolly Parton who are advocating for better reading around the world. There's a lot of people working in their own communities too.
Yeah.
You know, areas where it's much more of a problem and the accessibility to literacy is very hard. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's nice that there are at least some small efforts and initiatives that are trying to break down the barriers that present themselves for families who can't afford books of their own. At least, you know, there's someone around the neighborhood who's also just sharing stories with kids and reading to them.
Yeah.
Such a heartwarming thing. My neighborhood definitely didn't have this type of ice cream cart.
Yeah.
But it would be a nice way to just build community and...
Totally.
I've also looked up their website, the goread.pk website, and mm-hmm. they do have more on the volunteers and the people who are working with them. So any interested listeners should go check it out. I guess... we should finish off this solution by talking about, do you have a favorite book, Carissa, or have you read anything recently? I know you said you were slacking, but...
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I've been slacking. I think, like, the last book that I really, really liked reading was, like, well, I really liked the Bridgerton series. Mm. I ended up reading the whole series, like, once that kind of went to Netflix and stuff, and there's a season coming up kind of soon. But, yeah, I feel like that was the last series that, like, got me, like, really passionate and stuff about it. But I've read, like, a couple. I personally like just kind of, like, good little, like, rom-com-esque, like, books and stuff. So those are my favorite. But as a child, there were a lot of series that really I was, like, so into. Like, my top series ever was the Warrior Cat series.
Oh.
And that was a fun little world.
I don't know if I... ever heard of that one, Warrior Cat?
Yeah, it was about these, like, cat clans that were, like, in the wild, basically.
Wow, that's cool. And probably informed your lifelong love of cats.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I loved that series. And it was also really fun because all my friends loved the series. And so we would all talk about it and, like, the characters and stuff, like, all the time.
Like a little mini kids book club.
Yeah, exactly. But what about you? Are there any that stick out to you?
Well, I do love a good historical kind of sci-fi or fantasy mashup. So, like Bridgerton, which is kind of like a historical fiction.
Yeah.
I used to read a lot of Outlander. I don't know if anyone, any of the listeners would remember Outlander. It turned into a very... sexy TV show. But yeah, that was really fun. Your mention of Bridgerton reminded me of that. As a kid, I really liked the series of Unfortunate Events. I don't know if you remember that series at all.
I do remember it. I read a little bit of it. I don't think I finished the series, but
it was a bit repetitive, but I just liked the intrigue and the mystery. But recently, one book that I read is called Afropean by Johnny Pitts. He's a young writer.
Oh.
You know, I moved to Europe a few years ago and I was just interested in getting to know what the socio-political dynamic is. Because of course Black people in America have a very different experience than people in Europe. So I just was really interested in that, and that was quite eye-opening. So I would definitely recommend it. to anyone listening.
I'm writing that one down too, so.
But yeah, I guess that's how we will round up our solutions this week. It was another great roundup, if you ask me.
We had some other great solutions from the week you can find on our website, including...
Discover the refreshing benefits of mint water, your summer hydration solution. Solar Mente is revolutionizing solar energy with subscription-based solutions. Cambodia's mysterious mangroves, scientists astonished to find 700 new species. And another solar one, solar-powered solutions for Gaza's water crisis, illuminate a path through the darkness. What else have we got?
We also have the science behind birds singing in their sleep. I did not know they did that, so that is cool. Overcoming loneliness, four ways to make real connections and build community. Transforming Tylenol, a sustainable path without coal tar or crude oil. And successful gene-hacked pig kidney transplant shows promise in xenotransplantation.
Well, if you want to start your day off right, make sure to subscribe to our free daily newsletter to get our solutions straight to your inbox.
And we also have more on our social channels. You can find us at The Optimist Daily on all of our platforms, including Threads and Pinterest. The only difference is on X, where we're known as Ode to Optimism.
We are a small team of optimists working hard to bring you positive news. If you want to support our mission of putting optimism into the world, click on the link in the show notes to find out how.
And support doesn't always have to be financial. Just recommending our podcast to a friend, leaving a positive review on Apple, Spotify, forwarding a story to a friend, sharing a solution on your socials, anything would be a super big help in our mission of really getting optimism and solutions out there.
All right. Well, that's all for this week, and we will be back again next week. I hope everyone has an enjoyable and restful weekend.
Alrighty. Bye.
Neither of us can talk today.